You're listening to the audio production of Dialed In, Reaching Your Full Capacity as a Man of God by Jim Ramos, published by David C. Cook and read by the author. Forward read by John Behrens.
Forward. Throughout my life, a few men had a powerful influence on my character and leadership development. One of those men was my youth pastor, Rich Fisher. I went on to work next to him in ministry for many years and considered him a great friend. He was faithful, solid, and genuine. Over the years, Rich checked in on me often and asked the hard questions no one else would ask. And he would mention other men that he was investing in as well. One of those men was Jim Ramos. During much of my tenure as a youth pastor, Jim ministered in a nearby city. Although our paths didn't cross until later, Jim's name frequently came up. Rich and Jim ran in the same circles as they sought to raise a generation to follow Christ. So it is no wonder that I can identify with the life and ministry of Jim Ramos. It's like he was cut from the same cloth. His genuine and direct way of communicating truth, especially to men, is refreshing and needed. Jim is a testament to men like Rich Fisher who were dialed in, helping raise up and train others to become the same. The phrase, dialed in, goes back generations in my family. My grandfather started the Weatherby family business in 1945 to provide premium firearms to outdoorsmen seeking quality craftsmanship and proven performance. His rationale was that superior ballistics would vastly improve the world of hunting. A firearm is a complex piece of machinery. Thus, I often say there are 100 factors that can cause poor accuracy from a rifle. Dialing in a rifle can be harder than it looks. Precision accuracy comes through hard work, knowledge, practice, and a constant desire to improve. At our manufacturing facility, we have a 100-yard and a 300-yard range. 5 minutes away, we have an outdoor 1,000-yard range. There isn't a day the ranges aren't in use. My family built a brand over the last several decades, and every product that goes out the door needs to be worthy of bearing the Weatherby name. Continuous testing and improvement aren't optional, they're necessary. So, for all these reasons, I am thrilled about the concept of Jim's book, Dialed In. Not only does the concept resonate with me, it challenges me. I am never too dialed in for a hunt. The more precise I am in my calculations and shooting, the more prepared I am for that hunt. I find both joy and frustration in this process as I learn more and more and become more prepared each year than the one before. Although my day job is to lead my family business, I am a pastor at our local church as well. I teach, preach, lead, and disciple on a weekly basis. I can only pray that I take the 20 biblical traits outlined in this book and continue to dial in my life, ministry, and family, as Jim so clearly communicates within these pages. As a pastor, I have read through the qualifications from 1 Timothy and Titus more times than I can count. The list is daunting, yet inspiring. And at the end of this journey on earth, clanking steel at 1,000 yards is fun, but it won't have changed your life like the principles found in the pages of this book. In fact, nothing will impact your life more than the timeless and changeless Word of God. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness. 2 Timothy 3:16. Adam Weatherby, CEO, Weatherby Incorporated.
Introduction. Dialing it in. Dial it in is a common phrase, but what does that mean? Those words take me back to a childhood tradition with my dad. Before each hunting season, we would use a three-step process to sight in our rifles, especially those with a newly mounted scope. First, we bore sighted the scope. This involves securing the firearm on a bench rest about 50 yards from the target, pulling the bolt out, and staring through the back end of the barrel until the barrel was centered on the target. Then, without moving the rifle, we'd use the vertical and horizontal dials on the scope to center the scope on the target, thus aligning the bore-sighted barrel to the newly mounted scope. Once the gun was bore-sighted, we moved to the second step, putting the bullets on
Sample complete. Ready to continue?